Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Wednesday afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about making sure people understand how the economy works or doesn't work for them. And when we talk about reforming tax policy so that the economy works for all of us, especially us folks that have always had a boss, always saved, always worked hard, how it doesn't work, where that breaks down. But more importantly, when we talk about reforming the tax code in this country, who actually are we talking about asking more of? Because my thesis, my guess, is that so many hardworking Wisconsinites and Americans, but especially in places like Wisconsin, where hard work, frugality, and again, saving and planning are very treasured values, my belief is that so many people who fall into that category think that when we talk about rich folks paying their fair share, we're talking about taxing them more. When the reality is, we have to start with the most basic fairness, and that is the billionaire set. We're talking about taxing people who put their names on hospitals, on university buildings, who endow things for generations, whose children and grandchildren will never have to work. We're talking about that kind of rich. Not the folks that have saved diligently their whole lives in the hopes of enjoying some retirement, in the hopes of helping their kids afford their education and maybe their first homes, helping their grandkids out a bit. No. If that's you, that's not the most pressing concern about fairness. That's not you at all. It's the ultra wealthy. I've got a great guest with me here to help us understand what we're actually talking about more. His name is Morris Pearl. He's a former managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager. Morris, what should people know about the sort of changes to the tax code that can help ensure that the economy continues to be fair or fairer, that it continues to grow and expand so that people who are well-to-do but are working people who are well-to-do continue to be able to sell their products to us, the consumers? What should we be changing?
Yeah, the problem we're talking about, Mackie, is that most people get a paycheck every week or month, taxes are deducted from that every time. Those are not the people who are really rich. Rich investors, and I'm in the lower end of the rich investor crowd, we don't get paychecks. We don't have anything that's tax deducted. I pay taxes very rarely, actually. The thing that I learned is that if you're really rich, you don't need any income. And if you don't have income, you don't pay income taxes. How much I spend and how much taxable income I have nothing to do with each other in my case. Because I'm spending investment money. I'm taking money out of my brokerage account, and it may go negative, it may go positive, it may do whatever. And someday I'll sell some stocks and maybe I'll have realized capital gains, but maybe that'll be after I die. So with the step-up basis rules, neither my estate nor my children or anyone else will ever pay taxes on all the money I've made. That's why some people who are already rich are getting richer and richer and richer. And the rest of the people who have taxes deducted from their paycheck every single week or month are kind of struggling to get by. And we have to do something about that. We have to make investors pay the same taxes that everyone else makes on the money they make. That's my suggestion. And that's the kind of thing we're trying to codify into the tax code with our proposals.
And one of the things that I think is really interesting here is that I think when I sit down with folks that are conservatives of good faith, that point gets lost a good bit. And that is simply that the tax rates that apply to a dollar that is earned from work are so much higher than the tax rates, if they apply at all, to the dollars that are earned from wealth. And again, I'm not talking about 401k. I'm not talking about your investment accounts for people that have had to save and are still having to look carefully at what savings they have for the rest of their lives. I'm not talking about that. It's when you get into the scaled wealth of the ultra wealthy, where you can see they have teams of people managing their money to manage their tax loads down to infinitesimally nothing. That's the problem there. So many tactics to avoid taxation that are not available for working people. Morris, as we come up on the end of the segment, what is the one thing that you think Wisconsinites should be asking their elected officials in Congress or within the state to be considering to help ensure that our economic growth actually benefits the people who create it, that is those that work for bosses and get paychecks?
I think they should tell their elected representatives, both in Washington and in Wisconsin, to make people who get money from investments to pay the same tax rates that they do. That's my message. The money I make as I just sit here and watch my investments go up and up and up, should be taxed at the same rates as the money that you make when you get your paycheck every week.
Folks, that's Morris Pearl. He's a former managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager. He's a friend of the show, now a friend of yours. You can check out more. We're going to drop some links to some websites that include all kinds of information about reforming the tax code, starting with taxing wealth for the ultra wealthy, at least at the same rate that your paycheck gets taxed at, not some imaginary lower rate. And we can get rid of some of those pesky loopholes like stepped up basis and all sorts of things. Thanks so much, Morris. This discussion will continue. We'll also post that Washington Post article about the rich folks that are asking to pay more in taxes. You can find that all in our show notes when you go find the Maggie Dawn Show podcast on Apple Pod, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from. Up next, we'll be talking to Lisa White, state candidate for the 17th Senate District, about being a newbie to politics and what she hopes to bring to Wisconsin.